The old school bell tells us that it's time for session number 12 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. This school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We begin each week with a Bible study on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and a Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. We also have a Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. The teacher for this school has been E.A. Elam, and he is teaching us by way of material that he wrote for use in Sunday school back in 1922. In fact, the lesson we're looking at now is lesson 4 of that year. It was for the Sunday of January 22nd, 1922. And we'd already begun this lesson on an earlier program. If you want to get your Bible, turn to 1 Kings chapter 19, and we'll begin in just a moment at verse 10. But a little background. Elijah had had his great contest with the prophets of Baal, and as a result, Jezebel wanted to kill him. And so Elijah fled, and he was discouraged. And he'd gone to Mount Horeb, and he was in a cave. And God had come to Elijah and asked him, "Elijah, what dost thou hear?" And then here's the reply, beginning in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 10. In reply to God's question, Elijah explained why he was there. "I have been very jealous for Jehovah, the God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it." Indeed, Elijah was jealous for Jehovah. He was unwilling that any other god should be served, and had done, it seemed to him, all that he could do to put down idolatry. God himself is a jealous God, forbidding idolatry, and that object or person shall be, and that any object or person should be loved above himself. Exodus 20:4-6 and Matthew 10:37-39. Baal was the sun god, and Ashtaroth was the moon goddess. They were the deities of reproduction and agriculture. The God of hosts means the God of all the heavenly hosts and all the intelligences of the universe, and it is used in contrast with Baal and Ashtaroth. Not only had the children of Israel turned away from God and broken his commandment in worshiping idols, but they had thrown down his altars and slain his prophets, that his worship might not be restored. It is true now that he who does not gather with Jesus, and he who would build up other religious institutions than the Church of Christ, does so to the detriment and destruction of that church. Elijah was discouraged. He felt that he was the only one left to plead God's cause, and God's enemies were seeking his life. Elijah's faithfulness and jealousy for God caused him to feel more sensibly and keenly the sin of Israel in forsaking God. The faithfulness and loyalty of God's people today caused them to feel more sensibly any apostasy from the truth. Some have not their senses exercised to discern good and evil. Hebrews 5:13-14. On Mount Carmel, Elijah made the statement that he was alone, 1 Kings 18:22. The faithful at different times have been forsaken, and they have always felt it. They would not be human if they did not feel it. Paul, in prison in Rome, said, "At my first offense, no one took my part, but all forsook me." 2 Timothy 4:16. The disciples of Jesus forsook him, and bled, and on the cross he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Number two, the still small voice, Elijah's encouragement. God then directs Elijah to go forth and stand upon the mount. On this mountaintop, God met Moses, and here he would meet Elijah. After Elijah had reached the mountaintop, Jehovah passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before Jehovah. But Jehovah was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But Jehovah was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire. But Jehovah was not in the fire. After the fire, there was a still, small voice, or a sound of gentle stillness, as it says in the margin of the American Standard Version. What lesson would God teach Elijah by all this? God was not in the rushing, roaring wind which rent the mountains and split the rocks. He was not in the crackling, quivering earthquake. He was not in the bright, blazing fire. Ahab and Jezebel were moving in pomp and pageantry, and seemingly all Israel had gone after Baal. Baal worship was the state religion. God was not in the outward show and noise and manifestations of worldly power. Ahab and Jezebel were in the majority and made the display and noise of apparent great success. But God was not there. The very kingdom itself in the beginning was a rejection of God as king, 1 Samuel 8. It was rebellion against him, and its kings were leading the people further from God. Those in error sometimes make the most noise and greatest display. God was in his word, and in making the most noise and greatest display. But God was in his word. And those who obeyed his voice, if this is not the lesson God would here teach Elijah, then what is it? God assured Elijah by this that he should not be discouraged by the power of these earthly kings and the fact that the great majority of people had followed Baal. So today, we should not become disheartened because the majorities go contrary to God's will in religion. Unless God is in a work and upholds it, it is vain and will come to naught. Except Jehovah build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except Jehovah keep the city, the watchman walketh but in vain. Psalm 127 and verse 1. These rulers were mighty, like the wind, the earthquake, and the fire, but God was not with them. Elijah felt his weakness, but God was with him. When Elijah heard this voice, he recognized the presence of Jehovah, and in reverence and awe, he wrapped his face in his mantle. His mantle was his cape of perhaps undressed skin. He then returned to the cave to receive further instruction from God. While standing in the entrance of the cave, the voice of God came again, saying, what doest thou here, Elijah? And the verses below show this was a kind of reproof for desiring to remain in the cave in quiet when God had further work for him to do. Elijah, it seemed, had not yet learned the lesson which God sought to teach him on the mount, and he made the same reply as before. Number three, Elijah back to the field of action. And Jehovah said unto him, go. This is a positive, direct command. There was yet more work for Elijah to do. There were great victories for him to gain. The quiet of the wilderness and the cave was peaceful and restful, and the sound of gentle stillness was refreshing. But Elijah must not remain there. The margin says, return on thy way by the wilderness to Damascus. Damascus was the capital of Syria and was several hundred miles north of Sinai. Thou shalt anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. Hazael was the servant or officer of Ben-Hadad, king of Syria. He became a powerful ruler and greatly oppressed Israel. God used him as an instrument to punish Israel for its idolatry, persecuting Elijah and slaying God's prophets. A record of the atrocities and horrible afflictions imposed upon Israel by Hazael is given in 2 Kings 8, 7 through 29, 10, 32, and 33. Elijah did not with his own hands anoint Hazael, but Elisha made known to him the fact that he was to be king over Syria. Also, Elijah was to anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. Jehu was the son of a man named Jehoshaphat and the grandson of Nimshi. He was a general in the army of Israel under Joram, the son of Ahab, and king of Israel. The ferocious and bloody deeds of Jehu are recorded in 2 Kings 9, 1 to 10, 31. You may want to read all these references and the facts will be gathered. Elijah did not anoint Jehu either with his own hands. It was done by Elisha through one of the sons of the prophets. Furthermore, Elijah was to anoint Elisha, the son of Zaphat of Abel-Meholah, to be prophet in his stead. Abel-Meholah was west of the Jordan and not far to the northeast of Tirzah, the former capital of Israel. Elisha was to succeed Elijah as God's prophet to direct all these matters. In returning to Abel-Meholah, Elijah would go back to the field of action which he had fled from Jezebel. But he would go back encouraged by the Lord and assured that all these transgressors would suffer just punishment for their idolatry and sin. Hazael and Jehu were appointed kings and Elisha the prophet to execute judgment against evildoers. God assured Elisha that there were left 7,000 in Israel which had not bowed the knee to Baal and kissed him. Well, that's the end of the lesson for January 22nd, 1922. The next lesson, lesson 5, is for January 29th, 1922. It's about Elijah in Naboth's vineyard. We may have time to read the text. It's from 1 Kings 21, beginning in verse 7 through 10, and then 16 through 20. It's the Jezebel. The wife said to him, "Dost thus now govern Israel, the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thy heart be merry, and I'll give thee the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite." So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal and sent the letters to the elders and to the nobles that were in the city and that dealt with Naboth. And she wrote in the letter, saying, "Proclaim a fast and set Naboth high above the people." And sent two men, base fellows, before him, and let them bear witness against him, saying, "Thou didst curse God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him to death." And it came to pass, when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab arose to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, to take possession of it. And the word of Jehovah came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, "Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who dwelt in Samaria. Behold, he's in the vineyard of Naboth, wherever he has gone down to take possession of it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, in the place where the dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine." And Ahab said to Elijah, "Hast thou found me, O mine enemy?" And he answered, "I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to do that which is evil in the sight of Jehovah." Well, that's the reading. We'll look at the comments on this particular passage of Scripture in a future lesson. This concludes this session of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And as the old schoolmaster used to say, you may now be dismissed.